that Omer Rashi says like this, Ava Pircha on Yikal B'chayma. And he says, Mishum Diikulu Meima, I could say like this, that Mikorra Dedina, at the beginning of your Kal B'chayma, Pircha, I have a question on it, that it's not a good limud. That's why I need a posik. Because I can tell you like this, Ma La Bal Mum, you know why Bal Mum is special? Shekei Mumen Nikar. I'll tell you, everybody could see that the animal has a mum. That's something that's mias. But since it's mias, that's why it's possible for carbon. But to Yama Barabeya Vanivra, where just the animal live with a man, there's Shein Mumen Nikar. After the person lived with the animal, you can't tell, the animal doesn't look different. So maybe it's not so mias. So therefore, Hoyovi and Mumen Nikar, since you can't tell in the animal itself that anything happened to it, Yehei Kosh Legabi Mizbeach. Therefore, I would say in Svar, maybe it is Kosh Legabi Mizbeach. Talmud Lema, that's why it's good. Well, I need a person to teach me min ha-behema, that only some animals could be brought for korban, but not all of them. And that's a Svar Lohitzi Roveya Venirva. It comes to exclude a Roveya Venirva. Yeah, we'll soon see later why we say Dafka, this psul, from the word behema. Now the next pasuk says min ha-boker. Again, mashma from, but not all. So it's also come to make a miyat. So what's the miyat? Loitzi yasan nevad, that a person worshipped the animal, Hashem avoy dezora, even though the locher is the animal does not become asa b'hano, or bal chai, an animal does not become asa b'hano. But since a person worshipped it, so it becomes possible gvoy, you can't use it for carbon. So that's this gzeras hakosev. Min ha-boker. Now then we ask the question, what do you need the pasuk for? Really, if a loy didn't, it should be a svara kavachayma. Or ma esnan, or mechir, madach in a case where you give an animal for the pay to a zayna, or else you exchange a dog for an animal, then we say that animal is possible for korban. In such a case, shesupiyin mutarin. Let's say there's jewelry on the animal itself. So that's muta, that does not become asa b'ano. It's only yosa, the animal itself, that you gave to the zayna, not the tzipo, not the jewelry on it. Still we say what? Hein asurin, that they're also for a korban, if so nevad, in the case where somebody worships the animal, shetzipuyu osa, that when you worship the animal, even if the animal itself, the bachai, does not become osa bano, but the jewelry around it does become osa bano. Is there then, isn't it for to say, shu osa, that it should be osa for korban? So, I do not need the posse of minapok, I should know minasvara. That's one way to say. Or the Gemara says, no, maybe no. Maybe without a posuk, I would have thought to say, "Oy chilif, change around and say like this." Or ma esna no mocher, ma dech would pay for a zayna, or you exchange for a dog. Sheina surin, they themselves are also tzipiyayim mutorim, the jewelry on the animal is mutabanom. So maybe never should be the same way also. I should say, shemutar. If without a posuk, you're telling me now if you worship the animal, it's still mutar for korban. So maybe make a kabuchem now like this to say, yei tzipa mutar. That when you worship the animal, even though it has jewelry, things on it, they still remain mutabano. So we said, no, that you can't say. Because in Cain, if so, be talki, taken away the posik. That is often a posik that says, be talta loy sachmoid kesev zov aleim, lakach to lecho. That the posik is clearly loy sachmoid, when you don't take the gold and silver, that's on top of them. Master, when you worship the avoy dezora, so the gold and silver on it also becomes osabano. So, you know, that you have to say. So therefore, once you have to say this, the crew is back to Kasha, the Kabbalah to say that Nevat should be Yosel L'Gvoya. So what do I need a Pesach for? So Mara says, no, maybe that wouldn't be Kasha. Maybe, Aniyah Kamenu L'Sach M'Kesev Ezov V'Dov V'Shem Baruch Hayim. Maybe, no, when the Pesach says, don't have Ano from the gold and silver of the Avoy Dezorah, that means where the Avoy Dezorah itself was not a Baal Chai. Let's say it was a statue. So then since the statue becomes Osa Bano, the tzipoy, the gold and silver also becomes Osa Bano. But maybe I would say, Abba B'dova Sheish Baruch Hayim. Over here when you worshipped an animal, Hoyu V'hein Muta, maybe since the animal itself is Muta Bano, it doesn't become Osa, maybe also I would say, Yoho Ye Tzipo Muta, maybe you would then the tzipoy would also be Muta Bano, maybe? Talmud Lema, this apostate says, no, Mina Boker, so that's the Kasha. That really in Svar, maybe I would say that the sipui on the bokor that you worship should be mutabano. So then there's no kal b'chayma. Then I would not know to say that it's also l'gvoya. Therefore, Tavlem, the Pesach has come to teach me, min ha-bokor. It's also what, lohitzi yes ha-nevat. So once they have a pasuk to say that a behemoth that you worshipped is also legvoya, now the male I know also has a svarah to say that the tzipur, that the gold and silver that was on it, also remains also. So first of all, let's see. Maskev lo Rav Chananya, he asked a question like this. Taima de miyat kro. Why do I say that nevar is also legvoya? Because the pasuk says min abokor. Holimiyat to kro. The pasuk wouldn't have said that like that. Tzipur muta. I would have thought to say that tzipur is muta. We'll go back to this far before. Like, without the special exercise of custom, I would have thought to say, make the Kabbalah say fakir, that even the tzipu, the covering around the animal, is also muta. For the Gemara, no. I will exceed this extra posik that says, the Yavaratem es Shemom. So it means, Kolosu le Shemom, anything that's made, the Shem of Adizori, should destroy, means also Bano. So there's an extra posik here, so the extra posik would mean, even in the case where you worship an animal, and even though the animal itself does not become osabano, but the tzipu, the gold and silver on it, should become osabano. So that's the kash before, then you don't need a posik. Even without a posik, the nevar is also, I would know clearly that the tzipu is osabano. And once I know the tzipu, the covering around it is osabano, I should know and swear that the nevar is also osalagvaya. So back to the question. Somewhere says no. This posik would not, I could say it means something else. I'll answer you like this. Hahu, this pasuk of Yavaratem es Shemom means like this. It means lechanas lem shem, that when you have the name of an avodah zarah, you're supposed to change it and make a bad name out of it. You make a nickname lekanai. Who do you ask like this? If the name of avodah zarah is called Beis Galia, as Karina Noisoi Beis Karia, call it the Beis Karia. Rashi says it means either Beis Akisei, or else it means a kaloy in a house that we're going to destroy. You're supposed to give it a bad nickname. The name of Avodah Zarah is called Pnei HaMelech. Call it Pnei Kelev, call it the face of a dog. Ayin Kol, if it's called Ayin Kol, the Avodah Zarah, we should call it Ayin Kites, we should call it a thorn. So therefore, this pasuk is not teaching us that the tzipu, the gold and silver on top of the animal will become asa banor. So therefore, it's good, why need the pasuk min ha-poker to teach me that nevar is also l'gvoya. So good, so we have the pasuk that gets the min ha-behema and the min ha-boker. Min Abayim means Lohitzi Roiva Venirva, and Min Abaka means Lohitzi Anevad. Now the Gemara says, how do you know this? Maybe change it around. For the Gemara of Yepech, no, why don't I change it around and say, Min Abayim is Lohitzi Anevad, or maybe Min Abaka is Lohitzi Roiva Venirva. And how do I know which pasuk to use for which one? So the Gemara says, yes, Hostim in Yonah the Cross, in a starful like that, that Behema should mean a Roiva Venirva. Well, because Tziv Gavi Behemah, the pasuk of Behemah says, V'yish Kiyitein Shiftuch Ha Behemah, Mais Yumas. So by the parsha of Roiva Venirva, it says Lashon of Behemah. So the pasuk says here, Mina Behemah, for Korbin, it means Lohitzia Nirva V'Roiva. And Gavi Bokor, Tziv, it says, V'yamiru Es Kvoidom B'Tavnis Shor, O Eichol Esav. That the pasuk says there, that they worship the Avodah Zarah, it says Lashon of Ashor. Say if it's Mistarv, that's Lashon of a Bokor. So the Torah says, Min HaBokor is Mistarv, that means Lohitzi es HaNevad. That a Nevad is possible for Korban. Now the Gemara goes by to when the Pasuk says, the Yitzhak says, Min HaBehem and Min HaBokor. Now it says, Min HaTzoyin. So what's Min HaTzoyin mean, Lohitzi? That's Lohitzi es HaMukza. An animal that was just set aside to worship, even though you didn't worship it yet, that's also possible for Korova. Then it's, the Gemara says now, it says what Min HaTzoyin, then also says, Min HaTzoyin, it says the Vav. So Min HaTzoyin is also Lohitzi es HaNoigach. That an animal that killed a person. So since it's called the Shor HaNiskol, that's a loch, it's also, but you can't use it for carbon. And the Chiddush is not only when two Eidim saw it, because them shoot it, it's also Bano. Even if only one Eid saw it, so it's not, you don't have to kill it, still it's possible for carbon. The Omer of Shimon Shimon says like this, If I have a posuk that said that Raveya is posuk for Korban, so why do I need a posuk that says Negeach, Ashno and Svara? And the other way, if the posuk says that Negeach, where a shor killed an animal, that is posuk for Korban, Lama Nema Raveya, what do I need both sukkah for? Like, why can't I learn out one from the other? So the says, yes. There's something special about the Avera of Raveya that you don't find by Negeach. And yesh, what does that mean? Yesh b'raveya, there's something special about the animal that lives with a person. Sh'raveya oisa oinis kirotzen. Even if the man lived with the animal, the oinis, still the animal is chayiv misa, so we kill the animal. Ma'ashenkei b'nageyach. Ma'ashenkei, if an animal kills the man, and the pshat is that people, like, raced on, made the animal meshuga, like got the animal excited, and that caused him to kill a person, so then we don't have to kill the shor. We dash in a pasuk like that. So Kissa, when a shor kills the man, and somebody kills him under normal circumstances, but if somebody was there, like making him excited, causing the animal to kill, then we don't kill the shor. So if I would have just said, Roiveya, I would not know Negeach. In the opposite way. Yesh b'negeach, there's something special about when the shor kills somebody. Shenegeach mishalom as a kofer. When your shor kills somebody, not only do we kill the shor, but the owner of the shor has to pay kofer. So see, the Torah was very machmir here. So maybe that's why the shor is also for korban. Vashen ken b'roveya. Vashen ken, when a person lives with the animal, we just kill the person, but there's no din kofer. So maybe there the Torah does not say it's also for korban. So therefore, hutzrach lema roveya, hutzrach lema negeach. Therefore, we need both sukkim. So that's how we know all these drushes from these three words, minabema, minaboker, or minatzayim. Now the Gemara says, for Yehai Tana, there's another Tana that might say, Lomi Hoch, he learns out these drushes from a different pasuk. The Tana will learn like this, Haroiva v'hanirva, Haim, what do they have a loch like? Haim kekodshim, shekoda mum oiva lagdashim, where there was a mum oiva before you amak the shit, that the Kedush is chal, but a tzricha mum kavua lefnei salayim, you can't use it till a mum kavua comes upon him. In other words, this roiva v'nirva, that you could be makdish them, but they're not fit for korban, fakrova. You have to wait till they become a bal mum and be part of them. Shenem, because the pasuk says, ki mashchisem bohem mumbom. It says the parasha of a mum by korban, it says, loshno ki mashchisem, it's destroyed. So now like this, my Talmud, how do we know from this pasuk a roveya v'nirva also? Is chasura mechso, something is missing here, bokatoni, this is where it should be learned, bokatoni. Minayin, how do I know to say, shein asurin, how do I know to say that an animal, that's a roveya v'nirva, it's also for korban, Talmud, the pasuk says, ki mashchisim bohem mumbom. It says, loshno mashchoso, mashchisim means a roveya v'nirva. The Torah says that the same halacha like a mum is not fit for a krova for korban. How do we know that? Because for Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel, that komokim shenemar hashchoso, the pasuk says hashchoso, like here it says ki mashchosam, ein velo devar avera v'avodas chachovim. It means either the chet of both. It means the chet of avodah zarah and the chet of erev aroyis. Devar erev. How do we know what it means to say aroyis erev? Like here, living with an animal. The pasuk says ki hishkes kol basar, and there it means they had znus. Avodas chachovim. How do we know the chsiv? It says pentashchisim v'asisim lochem pesel tumunas kol semel. So it says loshna v'ashchosa pentashchisim v'avodah zarah. If when the pasuk says ki mashchosa means if you have an animal that either did znus, live with a person, or else they worship the avoid the zara, negeach the karbonis is called like a mum. That means kol shamum poisobem, anything that a mum passels, like a mum passels for a korban, is dvar erva v'avos v'chovim poisobem. Who did it with this animal that was done a dvar erva or a dvar avoid the zara? So the animal is possible for a korban. That's how this Tana learns it. So I'm going to ask the question now, for Tana the Bar of Yishmoel, min ha-boker, min ha-tsoin, min ha-behemo, min ha-boker, min ha-tsoin, my Dorish Bu. Like, he dashes from this Rosh here, that the apostle for Korban, so what does he do with the first Pesukim, min ha-dashin, min ha-behemo, min ha-boker, what does he do with it? So I'm going to say, yes, mi-boli, he needs it like this, prat l'choylo, zokein, u-mezua. If you have an animal that's sick, or an animal that's very old, or mezuma, it smells and stinks, and these animals are not fit for korban. So that's what he does with minah bokar, minah tzoyin, and minah behema. For the Gemara v'tanakama, not like Rabbi Shmuel, we use the first Rosh to teach us, not a roveya v'nirva, and not a neva, not a muksom. So liafkinu lahani kroi l'roveya v'nirva, they use the first psukim for roveya v'nirva. If so, how do they know, choylef, the animal is sick, or zokin, very old, or mezum, it smells, how do we know that you can't use it for minole? How do we know you can't use it for korban? So it says, Nachmi, learn from another drush. It says, Minatsoinu minakvosa minizim. Another pasuk. Again, it says an extra word, Minatsoinu minakvosa minizim. As it says, this extra parasha here, that comes the fuk of these things. For the Ma'atan of Rabbi Shmuel, he also know, Orcha de Kroll de Shtuyoch. He also know there's no drush from the word, O Minatsoin. O Minatsoin tak is a normal word to talk. It's not extra. Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yeah. Yes, again, so more or less kasha was again the current turn of the very Shmuel. That he learns that for now psukim first, the first psukim of minabokim minatzoin to a mayit. This is choyla v'zokin v'zualam. So when the second pasuk says here now again minatzoin and minakvosim minizim, what is the dashim for this last pasuk here? So we're into the turn of the Shmuel holds uchor the krolish tuyachi. He does not make the drasha for minatzoin. We don't just say minatzoin is only some and not all of them. He says no, that's a normal way to talk. Minatzoin is the way you talk about soin. There's no miyut. So the question is then, if that's not a miyut, so why from the first psukim do we make a miyut? How do we make a miyut from the first psukim of the minah behema in Vayikra Aleph? How do we make a miyut from over there? So the Gemara says the pshat is like this: that psukim over there of the minah behema says kulam yusur. There, the whole psukim is extra. But since the whole psukim is extra, then avada we dashim to say minat soin means only some and not all. Minat bokim means some and not all. But over here, where the pasuk is not extra, then just from the word minat soin, that's not a drush according to the Rebbe Shmuel. He holds that's urchei, that's normal way of talking. Now the Mishnah says there's a muksa, what's called the muksa of eschavim, so it was set aside. So Mor says Amar Ashloka. Ashloka says ein iser el muksa l'shevashonim. The animal only becomes also for a korban if you, at the beginning you set it aside for 7 years. And you had that, like after the 7 years, then you plan to worship it for carbon, bring it for carbon. So now, at the beginning, that's called the muksa. What's the rayish? Now the pasuk says, "Vehi balayla," who was at that night, so pasuk in shayftim, tossed by Gidoin over there, that Hashem said to him, "Vayim le Hashem, kach es par hashor, take the par of your father, hashel yavicha, but par hashem, and the second one, shev hashonim, that was there 7 years." So the Chura Yisiv was a derer for them, like to have the animal for 7 years, like to fatten it, and then they had that to bring it for Avodah Zarah. So we ask the question, for also Muksa B'luchur Hevei, never Nami Hevei. Was it only Muksa over there? The other was never, they even worshipped it for Avodah Zarah. But there by Gidon, his father had a Baal, his father worshipped it over there. So Mora says, Oma Rav Achor by Yaakov, Muksa L'Hevei, set it aside to worship it, but the mice they never worshipped it. Rashi says, Upar ben Shevashonim, Shepetmul Shevashonim, Almahoch, Urchayel Nevet. You see, that's the normal thing that you first worship it after it was fattened for 7 years. So the question is, over there it wasn't just on set aside, they even worshipped it before. The Loyadinim, if Rashi doesn't know sure where, the Koporim Chorz Mashba that they worshipped it before. So maybe it's not standard pshat, you have to fatten the first for 7 years, but they worship it right away. So where's the Nechonami? So where's the Gemara says, no, Omer Avacha B'Yakov, Muksa Levet B'Loyavdu. No, the case there was, it was known that they did not worship it. They just had it set aside, he was fattening it for 7 years, and after the 7 years, then he had to enter bring it for a korban to worship it. So you see, a Muksa means the derech was, first they set it aside for 7 years, and then they would bring it. Now the Gemara says, Rav Amar Liyelam Avdu. Rav says, no, really, the attack they worshipped it. Rashi says, Mahu, from that case, they're like Gemir Midi, cannot have anything over there. Not the Loch of Muksa, and not the Loch of Nevad. Because there was a Kiddushu. Could Rav Abba Barkana, the Yom Rav Abba Barkana, Shmoin the Dvor Metilu B'Yisalayla. That like Hashem told Gidim, take that part, bring it for Korban. There were 8 Kiddushim that you let her bring that Korban. First of all was Chutz. It was like a Shute Chutz. Rashi says Shchut Echut, the Shechter outside the Beis Hamidrash. For Lila was at night time, and the Korban is posted at Lila. The Zaras, Gidon wasn't the Kohen, and he brought this Korban.